We've been talking over the past several broadcasts about the remnant bride. And who is the remnant bride, and what does the scripture have to say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about the remnant bride, who the remnant is. Now, this teaching is in progress, and if you would like to understand it in more depth and hear the past parts of this teaching, I would invite you firstly to write this down. It's our website address of Word of Faith Ministries International, www.walkinginpower.org. And when you get to the home page, at the top of the home page, you will see a toolbar where you can click on the word radio broadcasts, which will take you to our page of previous radio broadcasts, where you will see them listed, including the previous broadcasts of The Remnant Bride, and you can either listen to those online through your computer, or you can download them to your computer. I would also invite you to look at our books and audio tapes, which are freely downloadable, or which you can read or listen to online respectively. I think they'll be a real blessing to you. The website is Word of Faith Ministries International, walkinginpower.org, www.walkinginpower.org. Well, we continue our broadcast, and we have been talking about the Bride of Christ, and in these previous broadcasts that I've just mentioned, we noted that the church has traditionally taught that all believers, that is the church at large, is the Bride of Christ. But we have questioned, does the Bible really say that? The idea that the whole church is the Bride of Christ was based upon the principle of salvation by grace through faith, and that all men are equally saved. But as we examined the doctrine of the remnant bride, it became very apparent to us in the scripture that the position of the believer as a remnant bride member is not a question of salvation, it is a question of rewards. Jesus spoke clearly of this by the Holy Spirit through Paul in Hebrews 11:6, where the apostle said, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So the real issue here is a diligent seeking of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 6:33, we read, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be given you besides." Now notice what the standard is. The standard is his righteousness alone, which comes to our understanding through studying the Word of God, which is his standard, his righteousness. And so we are commanded by the commander-in-chief himself in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Now notice, not his righteousness plus man's righteousness, which is what denominationalism is. Not his righteousness plus man's righteousness, but his righteousness alone. That is a direct relationship through the Holy Spirit by studying and reading the Word of God alone. And if we understand that in relating to the Holy Spirit in a covenant relationship, a personal, intimate relationship with God in love, then we understand how we go about seeking his righteousness alone. The Gospel of John says, "You have no need that any man teach you. The anointing that abides on you and is true and not a lie shall teach you all things." And so we understand that God, therefore, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so, if we seek his righteousness alone through the word and fellowship with a community of believers who are doing the same thing, we are fellowshipping in the remnant, those who have been called aside, the true church, the Philadelphia church of the book of Revelations, those who have been the called out ones, ecclesia in the New Testament Greek, who are the true church of God. And so it says in Revelations 22 verse 12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." And so remnant status, or status as a remnant bride member, is not an issue of being saved. It's an issue of rewards. Salvation is a free gift. But central to the issue of who will be remnant bride members is the understanding of how God bestows honor and reward. And the way he does it is very clearly shown in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14, where God talks about receiving the blessing by obedience, that is, obeying the word, And he says, if you obey all of these things, all of these blessings shall come upon you. I paraphrase. So Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14, clearly shows us how the Lord puts upon us the blessings through obedience. And then in Revelations 22, verse 12, we read that he comes to render to every man according to what he has done. In other words, the fruits. So the real issue with God as far as receiving the blessing is concerned, and particularly the blessing of remnant bride status, has to do with obedience to every man according to what he has done. In other words, the fruits. So the real issue with God as far as receiving the blessing is concerned, and particularly the blessing of remnant bride status, has to do with obedience, that is submission to the Lord, submission to his word, submission to his truth, and then obeying to the best of your ability. So to be part of the remnant bride is to receive the highest honor of God as far as what he can bestow upon the believer. And it is reserved for those who have permitted the Holy Spirit to cleanse and separate them from the world or the lifestyles of the world. That doesn't mean that they have to be so super spiritual that they're of no earthly good. What it means is that they live in the world but not be of it, so that they can touch the lives of others as empty vessels for the use of the Holy Spirit. And so, the scripture says, be you holy, be you separate. And so, these are folks, they're Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational believers who walk by grace alone, through faith alone, in the word and water and the blood alone, the blood of Christ alone, with no doctrines of men. They are the Philadelphia church of the book of Revelation, the one of the seven churches of Revelation, to whom the Lord Jesus Christ gave no criticism whatsoever, and totally and completely accepted them. They were Bible-believing, devil-stomping, Spirit-filled, evangelical, gospel-preaching believers, and they walked without compromise. No doctrines of men, no practices of the world, and God calls these folks the remnant bride. Now, the Bible teaches that access to God's presence is based on the worthiness of the believer. I don't have time to go into that, but I can give you the reference. It's Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 13 and 14. So if you want to go and study that, you will see that it clearly shows us that access to God's presence is based on the worthiness of the believer. That is the diligence with which he seeks God and tries to relate to God, which is the reason why Revelation 22:12 says that God is a rewarder, which is why Revelation 22:12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. In other words, his obedience and his fruits. What kind of fruits do you show as a Christian? You say, Bo Byrne, I want to be a remnant bride member. Who can be a remnant bride member? Well, the scripture is very clear about that. Whosoever will, let him come to the waters. But the waters represents the life-giving word of God, the rhema word of God, which flows from the Holy Spirit. So you must be born again, Holy Spirit-filled and baptized in the baptism in the Holy Spirit, operating in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, demonstrating the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and God will do that work in you for the asking if you simply ask the Father to baptize you in his Holy Spirit, and he will. Now, you see, the believer who has taken possession of the finished work of the cross to permit the death of the deeds of the flesh is the one who can abide in the presence of God. This is the calling of the called out ones.
So in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, the apostle says, I die daily. In John 3, verse 30, John says, referring to Jesus, he must increase, but I must decrease. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11 to 23, it talks about our fruit, and it says that there are some believers who will produce gold, silver, and precious stone, and their works will be tried by fire. We don't have time to give a dissertation on those 12 verses, but let it suffice to say that it says that some will produce gold, silver, precious stones, which will be tested by fire and endure, and others will produce wood, hay, and stubble, which will be burned up in the fire, and when their works are tested, their works will not endure. And so, what does this all mean? It means that some people in their faith walk will produce works and fruit which will endure into a eternal reward, and there are going to be others whose works and efforts were carnal, unlasting, and would not stand the test of the Spirit. Now, it is those who will produce gold, silver, and precious stones, those things which have been tested and tried by pressure, tested and tried by fire, those things which will stand and endure, who will receive the rewards as remnant bride status members. Why? Because of their dedication, because of their commitment, because of their perseverance. Those who diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6 says, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the real issue in obtaining remnant bride status is to be serious about God, to be a diligent seeker who seeks to be obedient. Notice that it doesn't say you have to be perfect at it. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, all else will be given you besides. See, seek it. Doesn't say you have to be a perfect performer, because the faith walk isn't a walk of performance. It's a walk of grace. And God wants you to walk in that grace, but he wants you to be seeking his righteousness alone. He is the standard. You cannot mix the standard of men with the standard of God. You cannot be man-led and spirit-led. God is not in it. You cannot follow doctrines of men and the doctrines of Christ and mix them. God is not in it. And that will steal from you your remnant bride status. And that isn't God's plan for your life. Whosoever will, let him come to the water. And so, we said that the remnant bride are those who have received the white garment of salvation. And that white garment is given in Scripture. In our previous broadcast, if you want to go back and listen to it, we discussed that white garment and its meaning, that it is given as a sign of seeking his righteousness alone through receiving his salvation alone. And that in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, when he talked to the Laodicean or the lukewarm church, he said they were without a white garment and that they should get that garment from him. So it is the condition of the believer's garments which reflects their worthiness for reward, not their worthiness for salvation before God. Not all believers walk in the same faithfulness and worthiness before God. I'm sorry, folks, that's Scripture. Their rewards, therefore, will be different. There will be great variation in what different believers will receive. That's the reason why in Revelation 22:12, Jesus said, my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So what will your work be? Will you produce wood, hay, stubble, which will be burned up in the fire and which will not endure the testing of the fire, that is the testing of the Holy Spirit? Or will it be gold, silver, and precious stones, which are refined by pressure and by fire? That's the real issue. And so we see that remnant bride status is a matter of rewards, and remnant bride status is a member of having the white robe of righteousness. Now you know what the problem was with the five of the ten virgins in the parable of the ten virgins that we talked about in previous broadcasts. The door was closed to five. Isn't that something? The virgins are those who are reserved for the bridegroom. The door speaks of a rapture, because a door in New Testament typology represents exiting from one environment into a new and different environment, and you can never go through a door without changing environment. And so we understand from all of this that, that being the case, if we reread the parable of the ten virgins, we will discover that although virgins are those reserved for the bridegroom, yet five were left behind. Five of the ten, 50% of the church. Why? Because 50% of the church is lukewarm or Laodicean, which is why the Lord talks to them in Revelation chapter 3, addresses them, and says to them, buy gold from me. See, gold refers in New Testament typology as well as Old Testament typology to divinity, his righteousness imputed to the believer by the born-again experience. And then he says to get the white garment of righteousness from him in Revelation 3, which means that they must not only be saved, but they must be baptized in the Holy Spirit to walk in the fullness of his righteousness through the revelation of the Spirit. Now, some of you say, oh, wait a minute, Byrne. I got the Holy Spirit when I got born again. Yes, you got the Holy Spirit within. But if you read all the scriptures on the Holy Spirit in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, they can be divided into two groups, almost 50% each, of verses which talk about the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Spirit upon. The Holy Spirit within is received when you got born again and is a continual activity of the Holy Spirit to produce the fruits of the Spirit in you. But the Holy Spirit upon is the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It is not a continual manifestation of gifts. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:11 that the gifts manifest as the Spirit will. They manifest as the Spirit wills. So that is an intermittent activity, and that does not produce the fruits of the Spirit, but it produces the gifts of the Spirit. Then you're walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So if you don't have that, and you want remnant bride status, and you must understand then that you have to get the fullness of the Spirit. You must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You must operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you must seek his righteousness alone and walk in obedience to the best of your ability. God will do the rest. And that is the beauty of walking with Christ, that Christ is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, what about those who do not get remnant bride status? Let's talk a little about that in the next broadcast, because those are referred to in the scripture as the friends of Christ. See, they're saved people also, and God is going to do something wonderful for them also, even though they may not receive remnant bride status. But the first and most important thing is you must be saved, and I have news for you. Jesus is coming soon, very, very soon, and it is a coming of judgment for unbelievers in an unbelieving world. But he is coming to extend grace through faith on him to restore the nations and to continue the work of restoration of the creation. And my question to you is, are you ready? And if you are not ready, should you not be ready? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And if you do not, shouldn't you? Is there any reason why not? Ask yourself that question. Most of the time, people don't even know an answer to that. And if you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, why not receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And yes, I'm talking to you also, Mr. Muslim, Mr. Hindu, and Mr. Zen Buddhist, and all others who are not Christian. Because you see, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a confession. Will you confess Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today, so that he can reveal himself to you and take you out of any pit that you may be in? His arm is not so short that he cannot reach in and lift you up and deliver you. The word Savior means deliver you. The word Savior means deliverer. And he is able to deliver to the utmost and to establish you in the Christian faith walk and to reveal himself to you as a living person. A spirit person, but nonetheless a living person who is coming again very soon. Pray this prayer with me right now, won't you? Pray it aloud.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get yourself water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized, and get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Well, what more does the Scripture teach us about the remnant? Let's talk more about it next. God bless.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.